Okay.
Should I do it all just in case? Or
yeah, why not? Never hurts. Okay. Shalom Rabosai, welcome to Maseches Nedarim. As we spoke about in the Siyum last week, the Masechta is a interesting Masechta, different style of limud than we classically have in a normal daf and shas. First of all, I'm sure many of you know this, but Rashi is not considered Rashi. It might be helpful sometimes, but it's not Rashi, and even the Tosfos, as we'll see in Eretz Hashem, as the sugyas go on, the Tosfos are really more a collection primarily of other Tosfosim throughout Shas. So you'll have bits and pieces, and you'll find a lot of quotations from Tosfosim throughout other places in Shas. And then Baruch Hashem, we were zeicha to, as I said before, the Ran, which is mamish a cholent of everything, and really on a certain level doesn't allow you to learn Nedarim Bekiyus because he just throws it at you, but in a way that it's pashup shot in the Gemara, that he's analyzing all of these different nekudas that springboard from the Gemara. It's kind of like the Gemara is the point guard, is an assist. And then the Ran is like going up for the dunk. You know, he gives you mamish everything, and it's really beautiful, and it flows. It flows in such a nice way. So we're going to start just by pointing out a few of the nekudas on the first daf. The Mishnah begins. If you don't mind just muting yourselves, just because it's hard to focus. The Mishnah begins with the different options of verbalizing a neder. A person could, in a classic neder, a person will either say, Davar ze asar alai kehektish, right? Or asar alai in something like that, which is called a davar hanader. The Gemara is going to teach us, we're going to learn in the first perek, that there's going to be a distinction between a davar asar and a davar hanader. Something that I volunteered its kedusha, whereas something where the Torah, the Ribbono Shel Olam, created the iser, then the neder is not chal. Do you mind just, Jerome? Do you mind just muting the?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, no problem. So the ikar neder, which is the neder that the Torah refers to when it speaks about Parshas Nedarim, a classic neder, the neder, which we're learning and expounding from for all the other dini neder, is, according to some Rishonim, hatpasa, which means I remove, and I somehow transfer. I'm throwing those words out very loosely. There might be a major debate on how that works, but I'm now taking something that's mundane, something that is totally mutter, a dvar rishus, and I'm using another dover another to say and compare dover ze aser alai kaze. If this other thing is not something that's aser, but it's a dover another, it's something that was I volunteered its kedusha. So then that creates an iser from the nether. Then there is another iser lashon, which is dover nidre iser could also be with a lashon, the Ran in the first Ran. If you look at the skinny lines on the side of the Gemara, the Ran says two examples. Either you're matfis or you just say davar ze aser alai. So then that is also the Ran calls ikar aneder. So you could either say without being matfis. Matfis means I'm latching it on to another item. Or I'm just saying, no, this item is aser alai. So the question is, whether or not davar ze aser alai, is that a derivative? Is that learnt out once we know the ikra neder, which is with hatfasa? Or are both of those the ikra neder? So I'm not going to talk about that right now. That's something that we have to keep in the back of our minds. That is going to be a machlokes rishonim. What did the Torah mean when it spoke about nedarim? If you look at the Rush, you look at the Tosfos, they hold the Feirish that the Ikar HaNeder is Bahatfasa. What, the Ran here does not say like that, but why do I care and what are the Nafkaminas? So Mirtz Hashem will see that there are some practical implications what the Ikar HaNeder is. What we're going to talk about today is once you have what the Torah referred to as a Neder, so now the Mishnah says, not only a Neder, but also if you refer to kinuyim, also if you have, we'll call it right now loosely, nicknames, a kinuy, that's when you're machane something. In Hebrew, that's translated to mean that you're giving it a nickname. You're not talking about the original name of the item, but now, colloquially, the way it's referred to. So the Gemara has an examples of koinem, koineach, different things that are very similar to the word karbon. So that also works ba'atfasa through the chiddush of our Mishnah of kol kinuyim nedarim kinedar. That even if you don't use the actual language of hektish or kakorban, you could also create a neder kikoinim or kikoineach. The Gemara has a few examples of the different konamas. The Ran quotes it a little later. The Ran says, there is three lishonas that the Gemara discusses: koinim, koineach, koines. All similar to the word of a karbon. So that is the chiddush of our Mishnah. Then the Mishnah is mechadish that there's another type of neder that could work, even though you're not referring to the davar hanader explicitly, and that's through yados. Yados is a chiddush hatayra. And the Ran explains, he gives a fascinating mashal. He says, just like when I hold this cup, so I'm not really holding on to the actual cup, but I'm holding on to the handle of the cup. So too, in language also, I could speak briefly, and people can understand what I'm referring to, but I'm not actually saying all that I need to be saying, and I'm just saying the yad, the handle, the trigger, for people to understand what I mean. So the Mishnah is mechadish to us, then the world of Nedarim, both Kinuyim and Yados, work. The Mishnah tells us, and it's not only relevant for Nedarim, the Mishnah tells us it's relevant for Nedarim, for Charamim, for Shavuos, and for Naziris. In all of those four parshiyos in the Torah, we have the Chiddush of Yados, again, only speaking in half language, the handle, and also in being mechane, and also in speaking in a colloquial way and in a slang or a nickname type way, and not saying the explicit word that would be the classic neder. Good.
Does yados apply anywhere else other than like nedarim naziris issues? Like, does this come up, the concept of yad, anywhere else?
This is going to be something that the Gemara Nedarim is going to get to. There's going to be a whole Daf Zayin that's going to have a suffix. Yesh yad litztaka, yesh yad lehektish, yesh la... This is going to be ibayas that the Gemara is going to have to discuss. We're going to talk about it. Before we move on... Yeah.
Sorry, just a quick question on yados. I'm just curious, because the Rav described it, I think, like the Ran does... that it's sort of, you stop short.
Right.
You say the beginning of the sentence, and the Ran, I think, is very clear on this.
Right.
I spoke about this with Benji a little bit, but the Ran says that, I thought that the Ramban, as the Ran brings him down on Beis and Beis, might be saying it a little bit different, because he says when you're mach, unlike the Ran and all the other Rishonim that the Ran brings down, he says when you're machlif, the neder, lashon shvua with the lashon neder, and you mix it up, he says that's called yados.
Right.
So it sounds like the Ramban is defining yados differently. I don't know if that's...
Okay, yeah, no, that definitely is relevant, but that's... Mir Tzeshem, when we get to Daf Beis, Amid Beis, that's more of the, like you said, the neder, lashon shvua, shvua, lashon neder, it really comes up over there. So I really want to focus on kinuyim tonight, but before I go on, one really has to ask the following question, Rabosai, and if we have time, I'll try to discuss this. But what is a shvuos I got, nedarim I got, naziris I got? What is charamim? What does charamim mean? So charamim, usually, if you learn Rashi al-Torah, so Rashi says quotes the Machloikis in the Maseches Erechin, if Stam Cherem is L'Kayhanim or L'Bedek Habayis, Cherem is usually some sort of Hektish, right? So the Ran quickly makes sure that we don't make that mistake. The Ran writes, by Cheramim, Kolomer Sha'omer, Nechasim Elu Alav, Cherek, Cherech, Cherif. Hare Elu, Ki'ilu Omer Nechasim Olav Cherem, Vehei Masurim Olav. The Ran is not trying to say that this is a Cherem of Bedek Habayis, like we usually are associating with Cherem. Rather, the Ran is just saying that it's another way of using a usage, assuring these items, like a classic neder, through the word of Cherem. But it's what we would call in Halacha, Nidre Isser, according to the Ran. Many Rishonim here, the Rush and the Balei HaTosas, they don't agree. And they think, at the Ritva over here, he says that Cheramim is really the classic usage of Cherem, that when a person is Makdish to Bedek Habayis, like we understand usually the word Cherem. So then one has to ask themselves a question, Rabosai. This is a very important question that's going to come up often throughout Nedar. Yados, Kinuyim, Hektish is Chal B'machshava. Hektish doesn't need a Chiddush of Yados, a Chiddush of Kinuyim. So what is the Mishnah telling us? Kol Kinuy Charamim Kecharam. So that's a kasha that one really needs to ponder and think about, that hopefully at the end, if we have time, I'd like to discuss. So there is a sugya later on in which elaborates on this concept of kinuyim. Kol kinuyi nidarim kinidarim. That a neder could be chal, even if you don't explicitly use the classic word karban, but you use something that sounds like it, which is a kinuy, a nickname. So the Gemara has a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Kol kinuyim nidarim kinidarim. Is that, why does that work? How does that take effect? So the Rabbi Yochanan was of the opinion that there's not such a chiddush, because it's just another language. It's Lashon Umos. When you say koinim, koineach, koines, like the Ran gave in the three examples of the konamos, of the kinuyim, I'm sorry, that those refer to carbon, that's the Lashon Umos, that's the way the Umos speak, and that's their language, so that's the chiddush of kinuyim. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, makes sense. You're just saying the same word of with Behatfasa, you know, being matvisit, the davar asa, the thing that I'm trying to asa, the dvar rishus, and now I'm trying to endow it with a neder because it's now being transferred or linked to that other item that is like hektish. So I do that in another language, Lashon Umos. However, Reish Lakish is of the opinion, the Gemara in Daf Yud says, that it's not Lashon Umos, it's not another language, but rather, these are Lashon Shebadu Chachamim. This is an invention of certain phraseology that now links itself, according to the rabbis, to now be considered as if you said kikarban, and now you have a neder on your hands. So this is an invention by the rabbis. So that is a question that now peaks up on our Tosfos, but it also is a Tosfos in Nazir and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that if that's the case, so then maybe the neder only exists on a level derabbanan. If it's lashon shebadu chachamim, so then all it has is a chalos midrabbanan. And that begs the question that if that's the case, so then how could a person bring a karban through this neder that's only midrabbanan? It should be chulin ba'azara, because you never had a lashon to begin with that triggered any deoraisa biblical chiyuv. That is the question of the Balei HaTosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, which is a real essential question on the concept of kinuy. The Ran avoids this whole issue, because the Ran understands, and he proves, that even if you hold like Reish Lakish, that it's Lashon Shebadu Chachamim, one should not fall into the trap of what I just said. If you look on the six of the wide lines, in the middle of the line, Vayafilu Reish Lakish Nami, the Amar Shem Lashon Shebadu Lem Chachamim, Harem Gamkein Keneder Gomer Midoraisa, Share Kol Lashonos Einon Ela Askamas Uma V'Uma. Since every language is only a language, English is only a language, because every nation accepts it to be a language. So says the Ran, V'lo gara askamas chachomim zal, me'askamosom, hilkocham lu midoraisa. And the decision making and the conclusion of the rabbis should be no less than the conclusion of the Umos HaOlam. And if the Umos HaOlam can make a language that can create a Chalos D'Araisa, so to the Lashon Shebadu Chacham, so to the rabbis, have the ability to create that language in that same way. So the Ran says, all the issues I have is just not an issue, because just like an Umma has the ability to create a Lashon, so too the rabbis could create such a Lashon. But the Balei HaTosfos clearly did not agree with the Shita of the Ran. Yeah, Adam.
Are we talking about, again, the Nidar? We're talking about more about Nidari of making you usher to do things, not as though you're bringing carbonos to that.
We're not making you usher to do things. We're making items usher to you.
I mean items usher for you, right? So I thought when it says kokinuim Nidarm Kinadarm is that you're making, with Hatzfasa, when you're saying that your usher, this loaf of bread is usher like a carbon.
Right.
So you're really talking, according to Tosfos, is it really talking about carbonos specifically, potentially?
What do you mean? Why not? What do you mean? What you're saying all you have over here is just an iser on an object. So let me ask you something. Kol kinuyin naziris kinaziris. This past week's parsha, there were a lot of karbonas that had to be brought by a nazir. So that's what's bothering Tosfos. So Adam's not really wrong. That's the first answer of Tosfos. Enachanami, you're right. Unbelievable. The Balei HaTosfos in the first answer say that Adam's right. It's only Chalm D'Rabbanan. And when it comes to Nedarim, we're right. And that which Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish debate is only in Nedarim on Daf Yud. And it only applies to Neder. So who says that you're going to bring things that are effective on a level of D'Araisa? You'll ask me what I just threw at Adam. What about Kol Kinuyin Naziris Kinaziris? You're right. And that's not what the Gemara, if you look in the Gemara's in Nazir, the Gemara has a different Shak Levitari when it comes to Naziris, says Tosfos. If you look at the first Tosfos, he asked my Kasha, right? Kasha Lamanda Omer. It starts, the first word on the line is Hare, by the Yud of the Mesoris Hashas. Ulamanda Omer, Loshin Shabadu Chacham Kasha, Dachanami Kinuyin de Nazir. Badu chacham veheichi yavi carbon al lashon shel chachamim umiu min edarim lo kasha yavir bebal daachar lashon chachamim yesh lomer the hadar malar lashon badu chachamim lo kamer el gabin edarim. That's the first answer, Adam. You're right. Lashon shel badu chacham was only by nedarim, and therefore it doesn't cause any problems because like Adam said, all you're doing is you're ossering an item. So therefore the rabbis have the ability to create an isser on an item. Vechei mucham begemara de parech. This is where he proves it. It's muchach there in the Gemara. Hani cholamanda amar lashon nachrim elamanda amar lashon debadu chacham Michael and Meimar ubemiseches nazir dekamer kol kinuyin naziris kinaziris lo parach ki I gav them the Gemara. Tosfos proves this shita. How does Tosfos prove this shita? That the machlokis again, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, about what the nature of kinuyim is limited to what? To nedarim, and is not applicable to naziris. The Gemara never discusses Hanichal Manda Amr in Meseches Nazir. Because there is no Manda Amr. Everyone agrees that it's Lashon Umos when it comes to Naziris. And that's what Tosfos proves. That's why the Gemara never had a Shak Levitaria. But then Tosfos continues. And Tosfos says, don't bring me Rayas. The fact that the Gemara has a Shak Levitaria one place in Shas, and it doesn't have a similar parallel Shak Levitaria in another place in Shas, says the second day in Tosfos, that's not a Raya to Klum. It's not a Raya to anything. V'oymer read the ainzer raya de regilus ulaharach b'makom echad ulakatzer b'makom acher. Shas has different approaches in different areas. Sometimes they want to expound, and sometimes, even though the Shach Levitari is relevant, Chazal are not going to continue and quote the same. Look in the Darim if you want to see the full discussion. We're not going to necessarily have a repetition of the same exact Shach Levitari. Interesting. So then comes back to the original question. So how is he a Nazir? How can you bring a carbon? Zok Toisvis. He kind of just like says, no, it's okay. Like, what did he say? He's not speaking about Yavam is daf tzadi. It's not what he says. He says, and then Tosis continues.
Moed Katan topic a little bit, no?
What do you mean?
Meaning, it's as opposed to the Yavamos one that the Rebbe just mentioned, it's
oh, Masru Akos of the Chacham. Yeah, could be. But then there, immediately after this, again, I'm not sure what he said fully. We have to really expound. Oide Shleimer. What did he say originally? What is he adding in now that he didn't like in the first lesson? That now kavonas hanoider is keikar aloshin through the badu chachamim. What are the 2 days over here? What's going on over here? So Rabbi Isai, I like to suggest a hezber in this machlokas rishonim that I think right now can give us a fundamental yisoid in the havana of what kinuyin nedarim k'nedarim is. But before I do this, I want to highlight another kasha that the rishonim have in our sugya. The Ran asks a kasha on the other daya in the Gemara. They don't only pick on Reish Lakish, but they pick on Rabbi Yochanan. You know why you have something to pick on Rabbi Yochanan? According to Reish Lakish, you can pick on how the whole Yisod works. How could the rabbis now create these chalosim de oraisa? Just how does it work? How does it to life? How does it affect such a conclusion? Such a result? But according to Rabbi Yochanan, the mechanics make a lot of sense. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the method is good, but textually it's a problem. Why did the Gemara highlight 3 kinuyim? Koines, koinem, koineach. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it shouldn't be limited to 3. It's whatever the languages are. Whatever Lashon Uma you want to talk about, we go to Jamaica, it's Jamaican. Whatever it is, however they refer to a carbon, I don't know why they have words in their... That's the biggest kasha in the sugya. Why they have words in their language connecting to carbonos, but that's... I don't have a yisoid in that. If anyone's chatting that, please tell me. But whatever it is, for some reason, they're handling carbonos. There's a kachim chabura in the middle of Johannesburg. But, you know, so why is the Gemara highlighting any specific 3? Sounds like there's something else about what a konim is, and it's not just a regular language. So to this, the Ran has his yesod, and Tosos has his yesod. The Ran has his yesod that he says, the answer to this question, he quotes from the Chochom HaGodol Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chasidoi, that the Chiddush is that even these 3, what? They're afilu b'lashayna she'enam gmurim. They're not even a full lashon. They're like, I don't know, Ebonics or something. They're broken up, you know, even in the language that they're from. They're not the classic language. It's not the native language. It's a slang or a broken up or a detracted language from that ummah. And how do I know that that counts also? That's the Chiddush. Even such a kinoy, Rabbi Yochanan says, also is kilashoinam dummy, is as a din lashon. So that's the Chiddush according to Rabbi Yochanan. How do I know not only English, but how do I know slang? How do I know all these other words? Koinim, koinis, koinim. A broken English. Tosis has a different pshat. Tosis says, why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he has the same kasha. Why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, good, the method works. We understand why it affects me, Doraisa. I don't have this parallel questions that I have in Rish Lakish, but why did the Gemara highlight three and only these three? Comes along Taisus and he says, no, these three are what? So what does Taisus say? You look, the Kasha Lamanda Amr, the first word in the line in Taisus is Hachi. It should be in any language. It's not relevant to give us examples. Shame noidrim b'lashonim ye neder. Voimeri vada im yeke l'shonim ye neder. You're right. If you have a real language, it's a neder. Achrei shame mivinim v'hanim demasnisin afilu lo yavinu ha'loshon areyu neder. The Chiddush by these three is a totally different Chiddush, not like what the Ram said. It's not because it's slang, it's not because it's a broken language. Could be according to Taisus, if you have a broken language, like a slang or an Iba, it won't be a Neder. That's not the Chiddush of Kinuyim. Could be that Taisus would not be maskim. Might be a Machlekes La'alocha if that Neder would take effect, if it's a slang or a broken language. So what's the Chiddush of Koineis, Koineim, Koineach? Why those three according to Rabbi Yochanan? Just tell me, all Loshen Umos. Says Taisus, no, because by these three, you don't have to understand. Why not? If you're telling me by every other thing, I have to understand, so why don't I have to understand over here? Taisus needs also a little bit of a hesber over here. Why? You just said the difference. You distinguished between the two, but you didn't explain. So perhaps what Taisus is driving at is a yesod that comes up in different areas in halacha. That when it comes to Lashon HaKodesh is unique, that even if you don't understand the language itself, what many of the Mefarshim call the Lashon Be'etzem, and every other language is really only a language because it's a translation of that language. So therefore, when you'll have Mishnayos and Sota, Mishnayos, Gemaras and Brachos that say, Elu Eim Ne'amarin B'chol Lashon, by other languages, I have to understand. Because I have to relate it back to the original language. But by Lashon HaKodesh, which is a Lashon Be'etzem, I don't even need a Havon. Ad Kidei Kach, that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav Paskins, that a person is Yotzei Talmud Torah, when he enunciates the words of Lashon HaKodesh. There doesn't need to be a Havana because the language itself exists and carries weight without Havana. But that plays, has a factor, this is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, of distinguishing between when a person says something in Hebrew, which the Poskim suggests you should do anyways, because certain words we have very difficult time translating. That's why many of the poskim suggest if a person can read Hebrew, we don't opt for him to daven in English or in any other translation if that's a possibility, because there's a problem with certain translations. But in addition to that, other languages you have to make sure you understand, you don't have that added chiddush of when it comes to Lashon HaKodesh. So that chiddush could be seen possibly already in this Tosus. Tosus is telling us, since these three words refer to the word of carbon, so even if they're not the exact word of carbon, it still has a din of Lashon HaKodesh, then now you don't even need Havana, just like Lashon HaKodesh doesn't need Havana. That's the Chiddush, according to Rabbi Yochanan, of why the Gemara highlighted these three. That's the Chayra, what Taisus is telling us. But Rabbi Isai, what I want to get to is a Chiddush of the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha in Hilchos Kriyishma, in Simon Samech Beis, quotes a Ritva. And the Ritva says that these kinuyim can only exist and only work if it's the language that's spoken in that area. Comes along the Bir Halacha, and he adds another Chiddush in the halachas of speaking and saying Kriya Shema and other mitzvahs b'shar lashonos. He says, not only do you have to understand, but he says, based on this Ritva, that it, you have to make sure that you're in a place that the language that you're using to be Yotze the mitzvah is spoken. And if it's not spoken, then it doesn't carry the halachic level of being a language. So another difference between Lashon HaKodesh and other languages. Whereas Lashon HaKodesh, I can go to Africa and I can say it because that's a Lashon on its own. If I want to use other languages, he says, based on the Ritva in our Sugya, other languages only take effect if it's where, if it's said in the area that that language is spoken. That's what the Bir Halacha extrapolates from our Sugya to now have effects on all other mitzvahs that a person is now going to be Yotze, Bishar Lishonos. That's what the Ritva says in our Sugya of Kol Kinuyi Nidarim Kenidar. Rabosai, perhaps there's an alternate pshat, which is already being nischadish by the Briska Rav in the beginning of Nazir. Much of the discussion that we're having right now is found in the beginning of the Sugyas in Nazir. And perhaps we can shed light in this Sugya, a new Mahalach, as some wanted to disagree with this Bir Halacha. But I think this is very, very, very relevant to our Sugya. I want to explain as follows. The Gemara says, later on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara brings a pasuk for the din of Yados that we introduced. We introduced two chidushim in our Mishnah. One is that kol kinuyim nedarim is kenedar, kol kinuyim naziris kenaziris, kol kinuyim charamim kercharamim, halacha of kinoy that exists in four areas, and then the Mishnah introduces Yados that exists in those four areas. The Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph wants to find Mekairis. Where does this come from? So if you look at Aran, and a lot of what we're going to deal with is different girsos throughout the sugyas, throughout the Gemaras, the Aran, in the second line of the wide lines of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Hachi gar sinon, lasois yodois neziris kenaziris, veloi gar sinon kinuyu neziris kenaziris. Says the Aran, there's a faulty girsa in the Gemara. Where do we know? What's the source? What's the mucker for Yodos? But the Ran says, don't think that the Gemara asks, what's the source for Kinuya? Because that's not from a drasha. But the truth is, Rabosai, the Yerushalmi had such a girsa. The Yerushalmi learns from Sukkim and drashos, not only Yodos, but it learns Kinuya. And the Yerushalmi, against our Girsa in the Bavli, the way the Ran learns, or at least maybe some Rishonim had this Girsa, has a separate Drusha by each one of the four categories that are found in our Mishnah to teach us the Halacha of Kinuyim. Kol Kinuyim Nidarim Kinidarim. How do we know? It's a Pasuk. Kol Kinuyim Naziris Kinaziris. How do we know? There's a Pasuk. Kol kinuyi charam kecharam. How do we know? There's a pasuk. Kol kinuyi shmuz keshmuz. How do we know? There's a pasuk. I don't understand something. Merv Rabbi say, if all kinuyim is telling you is that this is a language, whoever develops the language, whether it's other nationalities, umos, or whether it's chazal, the rabbis, but at the end of the day, according to the Ran, all it is what does the Ran say? Lo gora the chachomim from the haskama of the UN, of the United Nations, or whoever decided that, you know, whoever made the English language. Who made the English language? Anyone know? Okay. We have to also be mine in that. But, Rabosai, lo gora. At the end of the day, what's the kamash malon of the Ran in our sugya? Whether it's through badu chachomim, whether it's through Chazal, or whether it's through the Umos, Kinuyim have a din what? It's a language. It's a Lashon. It's clear the Yerushalmi didn't hold like that. If you have a separate Drasha for all four categories, to tell me in the world of Nedarim, in the world of Naziris, in the world of Haram, in the world of Shavuos, I need a separate Drasha for Kinuyim, apparently this is not just a way to get to a language. Because then that should just work on its own. And the Ran, L'chayra, in this girsa, is L'shitasa. You don't need a pasuk. It's just another way of speaking the language. So it's for the regular din of just referring to it in another way. And like the Ran said, on Bezim and Aleph, this is the classic language. What I'm suggesting right now, Rabbi Say, through the Yerushalmi, and perhaps through some of the Rishonim that I'm about to mention, perhaps there's a new mahalach in understanding Kinuyim. Perhaps it's not as simple as the Ran thought, that of course this is the Araisa, because all this is just a way and a method to get back to language. And at the end of the day, this is a lashon. Perhaps that's not what a kinoy is. Perhaps kinoy is enough of a verbalization for us to know what your kavana is. And albeit the Gemara in Shavuos tells us on the Chavav that when it comes to Shavuos and Nedarim, it's not chal machshava like hektish and shruma. And you need a halacha of levate bisosayim. You have to verbalize it. The Gemara never said that you need a language. All the Gemara said that I need a verbalization of my kavonos and my machshavos. Perhaps the din of kinuyim means we now said enough to know what the intent of this person is, but it's not necessarily referring to a specific language. Rabbi Isai, if that's the case, so what the Mishnah Brura said is not pashut at all. The Mishnah Brura held that what the Ritva said by Kinuyin, that it has to be spoken by everyone in that area, is not necessarily true, that now that's going to be Megala Adin in Hilchos Lashonos. Maybe Kinuyim, says the Briskerov, has nothing to do with a Lashon. There's halachos in Kriya Shema that you have to say it in a language. And that language might have certain halachos. But don't extrapolate from the din of Kinuyim, which might have a totally different method and a totally different halacha, and it could reach a level of Bitoy Svasayim, as long as we know what your Kavana is, even if it doesn't have a din of a Lashon. So don't extrapolate to the dinim of Kriya Shema that when you're speaking another language, you have to make sure that the people in the area are speaking that. Because the Ritva was talking about Kinuyim. Maybe the Ritva held Kinuyim did not work like the Ran assumed. That it's not that Kinuyim just is another way to get to another Lashon. And now it's relevant to all of Halachos of Lashonos. Maybe Kinuyim was just a way for you to understand what the Kavanas Hanoider is. And that's the reason the Yerushalmi would need a drasha for each and every separate parsha on its own, because it's not now just being megala to me that it's working through this language called Kinuyim. It's not a kamashmalon that Kinuyim is dino kalosha. That's the way the Bir Halacha learned. That's clearly the way the Ran learned. But maybe that's not the way the other Rishonim learned. And if you look at the Rambam, in Perek Aleph Halacha Tezayin, I don't have a Rambam here. Hold on 1 second. Yesh mekoymel sh'ansheyem ilgin u'mafsidin es haloshon. You have places that people speak, let's call it Ebonics. They are mafsid the language. U'mechanen al kol dover dover achar hochen sham achar akinoi, and that's the way they speak. Keitzad kol kinui karbon ke karbon, ha'omer ha'rei alai koinem koineach koines, ha'rei li kinuim le karbon. V'chein kol kayoitze b'zeh hochen achar loshen klal ha'am, be'oso mokom u'be'oso zman. The Rambam specifically in the halacha of Kinuyim mentions be'oso mokom u'be'oso zman. Why didn't he say that by other dinim that you could say shvishar loshonos? If the Bir halacha is right, then the Rambam should just be saying the regular din of that this only works, but also mak b'oslo zman, that's where the place where it speaks. It must be that the Rambam held that kinuyim work differently. And kinuyim is not just a vehicle and a way to get to the classic din of Shar Lashonos, like the Mishnah Berurah assumed, and like the Ran assumed. Rather, kinuyim has its own method, and it's more limited than Shar Lashonos, and it doesn't have a din lashon. But if you're in a certain place, that's the jargon, and everyone speaks in that half enunciated way, we now can understand what your kavona is. But it not necessarily has a chalos of a shame lashon. Rabbi said the chakira over here is, once you have the Mishnah of kol kinuyim nedarim kinedarim, and all the other parshios that kinuyim apply, is that telling you that now it's a din lashon like the Ran assumes? Or perhaps, no, there's a new mahalach called kinuy. This is a way and enough of an expression to fulfill levates v'sasayim. All the Torah required for nedarim was enunciation, but not necessarily a din language. And now I know what you're referring to. And now I need a pasuk for each and every parsha that this applies to. Maravir Rabbi say, if this is correct, and with this I'll close, that might be pshat in our Tosfos. That might be pshat in the machloikis in the Tosfos. Once again, Tosfos has a kasha. If you hold like Reish Lakish, that it's Lashon Shebadu Chachomim, how can this exist on a level of Daraisa? So Tosfos initially says, you're right, maybe we have to bite the bullet and say it doesn't apply, and it's only a Chiddush by Nedarim, and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish don't have their debate when it comes to Naziris. Comes along Tosfos, and then he gives two more answers. Zok Tehele Gatosfos, Va'imari. I'm sorry. Zok Tosfos. Valosh Shagabadu Chachomim Nami Avinazar, they came into Tiknu Chachomim Shinoidrim Bahani Lishne, Have Kiikir Naziris, Vyesh Koyach, Vyodeim Lasis, Takanosim, Kiikir Naziris. Perhaps the first answer of Tosfos is, yeah. The only way for you to understand is if you understand that the rabbis have the ability to create languages, like the Ran said. And the Kamash Malon of Kol Kinuyu Nedarim Kinedarim is that this is also a Lashon. But what's the Oideh Shleimar? But then Tosfos went on and had a different Mahalach. The Oideh Shleimar, Kevin Shetiknu Chachom Mahani Lishni, Kavonos Anoider Leneder Gomer V'Gomer B'Libo Lasoso, Kikar Alosh. Perhaps the second day is saying, no, Loshin Shabodu Chachomim is fine, because all I need for the Halach of Nedarim and Shvuas and through Kinuyim is to suffice what? Bitui Svasayim. Is that you made an expression? Is it enough of an expression that I now can know the Kavonas Hanoider? Yes, it is. Memela, I don't need to say anything fancy about the Koyach of Chachamim over here. Chachamim had certain triggers for us to understand what the Kavonah of the Noider is and to suffice on a level of Bitoy Svasayim, even if they don't have the Koyach to make new languages, because perhaps Nedarim doesn't need languages. If this is correct, Rabosai, it's and the Brisker Rav is right, comes out lahalocha. It could be a major kula in speaking in another language, in another place that they don't speak it, what the Mishnah Berurah assumed from a limitation in Kinuyim is not necessarily the case when it comes to a din lashon. Because if you understand that kinuyim, the kamash malon, is not a lashon like the Ran, but rather you understand that kinuyim is a new method for us just to express enough for us to understand what the kavana of the individual is, so that's not going to be applicable in dine kriyashma or other mitzvahs that are specific to ne'emarim bechol lashon. Those are dine lishonos. That's not necessarily something that we can extrapolate from kinuyim. So it's a very important chiluk within the world of kinuyim, but perhaps even might have a level and ramifications in terms of this chiddush of the bir halacha. Yeah, Benji.
If we understand kinuyim like the second way, that it's that we know what we can extract it to what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Rosh Hashanah plays a role. So then, what are yados in terms of those?
No, yados is not a. You're speaking in the regular language. You just didn't finish your statement. So that's a separate chiddush. It's a half a sentence. That's a different chiddush. Over here, I'm using a totally different form of a word. It's ibanics. That's not yados. He said a full sentence, but I just said it in something that my grammar teacher would give me an F for. You know, you can't talk like that. What type of language is this? Yados is that, no, I leave out. I only said the yad. I leave out the other sentence. That's a totally different chisaron that needs a totally separate chiddush. What? It's clear from the Gemara. I can't hear you.
The mechanism, though, would be the same.
Yados would just be taking it a step.
Yeah, well, it would be... I think it's a totally different chiddush. Meaning, it's clear from the Gemara, knowing kinuim doesn't tell you that you know yodos. Even according to the Ran, right? Let's say the Ran on Daf Gimel, right? I still need a pasuk for yodos. It's a totally different chiddush. So, so there's clearly a different chisaron that the Torah is telling me, you know, that this is okay. What the chiddush is telling me with yodos, that we could talk about. But over here, I said everything. I just said the wrong thing. So what does that mean? Does that mean, oh no, what you said, we're also going to talk about it like it's the classic language. And the fact that you messed it up a little bit and you changed it up a little bit, that also has a shame lashon. Or no, I really didn't speak the language. Like my grammar teacher would tell me, you're using the wrong word. That's not the word that we want. But it might suffice for the halachic requirements because we don't need a language. That's the shaila. That's the shiloh when you do say the full announcement.
Is the reason that kinuyim are still going to work according to this shot because there's no set lashon? Like for example, by brachos, if I say a different if I had said some kinuy for another word in a bracha, like am I yotzei the bracha because of like a shot that you're going to say that like you're megala the das? You knew what you wanted to say, but you didn't really say it exactly.
So let's break it down according to the bir halacha. If you would be in an area like that you could say in other languages, Elun Amar Mechol Lashon, so and you would learn Kinuyim also as a din of Shar Lashonos, so yeah, you're Yotze. But we're suggesting perhaps not.
Right, so what you're saying is it would be the same thing by any bracha you're allowed to say in any language, it would still technically be Yotze according to the...
If you learn like the Ran and the Bir Halacha. If you learn like the first shot, that this is just a din of Lashonos.
Right, okay.
But if you're saying this has nothing to do with Lashonos.
Right.
So how can you extrapolate this to Halacha of Elu Ne'amar Mechol Lashon? We're not in the world of languages. This is not a language. This is a totally different methodology. So then Memela, you're not going to necessarily extrapolate, and you're not going to apply it to other Halachos. Kinuyim might be limited to this thing, and that's not what Chazal meant when they said Kinuyim. And not only that, when the Rishonim limit the halachas of Kinuyim, that it's only in an area where that's what's spoken, don't now think that now is a limitation on all official languages. Meaning, according to the Mishnah Berurah, because he's viewing this as just a regular language, so he's now going to take a limitation and say, oh, just like the Rishonim said by Kinuyim, that it's only Bo'oso Makom, that's where it's spoken. So too, if you do a translation in Africa, you better make sure that that's what they speak in Africa. Mechatesi. The Rambam specifically divides between the two. And that's all based on this methodology that Kinuyim worked differently. It's all because of the approach that Kinuyim, according to Mishnah Berurah and according to the Ran, is a Kamash Malan that it's just like other languages. So now I can use all of these maskanas of our sugya and all of the qualifications and apply it to other Lashonos. Okay, Rabbi Isai. Okay, we're going to be in touch. I have to run to another shir. I'm just going to give my Talmidim and YU a shir now, so I have to run off. I'm sorry. But Mirtz Hashem will be Medaber. And the Olam should think about that kasha that I introduced about Cherem. why you need the chiddush of a kinoy if it's chal b'machshava, unlike nedarim. Nedarim and shvuos, I understand. That needs levate svasayim, bitur svasayim. The Gemara in Shvuos daf chavav says it's eno chal b'machshava. But hektish, that's chal b'machshava. So if you learn like the Ran that it's not talking about chayrim of hektish, givaldik. Perhaps that's what was propelling the Ran, or why the Ran had to interpret it like that. But if you learn it like the Rush, that the Rush says that this is talking about classic chayrim of bedek habayis, so then it's chal b'machshava. Why do I need the chiddush of kinuyim? All right, Rabosei, we'll be in touch. I want to wish everyone a good. Oh, Krishna, thank you, Noah. Thank you, Shkoyach. I say it right now. This is...